Is it?
Yeah.
At last. All right, got your Bibles?
Yep.
Second Chronicles. How do you get this thing up? Can you lift this up a bit? You adjusted it for yourself, didn't you? Huh? Oh, that's right. I'm just getting used to this Melbourne weather. Terrible, isn't it? The first day was just a trick us all, amen? Make us think it was nice here. Yeah. It was a lie. All right, look back in the book, Chronicles. First Chronicles, I said second, didn't I? First Chronicles, sorry. Chapter 4. And this morning, I want to concentrate on a little bit on your future, okay? We're reading verse 9. First Chronicles 4, verse 9. And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bear him with sorrow." Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that thou wouldst be with me indeed, and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldst keep me from evil, that it may not grieve me." And the Lord granted him that which he requested. Help us, Father, this morning understand this passage, two verses about one man. And thank you, Lord, for the testimony. And Father, if we had to write our testimony in two verses, it would be very difficult. So we pray now, bless the young people as they listen, and help me to be a blessing to them in Jesus' name. Amen. I hope the past 2 days have been a help to you to understand that the Word of God is where you need to be having your face every day. Amen?
Amen.
And I hope every day is a wonderful time for you as you read. And what you ought to do is have a diary. It's something that's old-fashioned. But have a diary and write down the things that just jump out at you. And there will be some every 2 or 3 days. There'll be something that'll hit you in the face. Write it down. Why? Because eventually there'll be enough of those short little phrases that jump at you, and you'll be able to put them together and form a picture. And that picture will lead you to what God wants you to do. That's the will of God. God will give it to you in pieces. You know why? Because you couldn't handle it all at once. All right. If God would have told me all that I had to go through in jungles and everywhere else for the last 47 years, I'd have jumped off a bridge. I would have said, that's not really what I want to do. Now, I don't know what else I would want to do. Now, just yesterday I was thinking, if I had to retire, say this year, I'll be 70 this year, if I have to retire, I would climb the walls, literally. I would go insane if I couldn't travel. I don't know exactly what I would do. I'm dreading it, really. I can't imagine going out fishing every morning and doing something like old people do. Amen? So, look, I'm coming home from a 2-month trip now. This is the last day. Tomorrow I'll be home. I'm already in the next trip. I'm already on the plane, already on the go. So what on earth would I do? Anyway, we have a testimony here of a man that has, he was a man in a difficult time in the nation of Israel. He was a man in the darkness of Israel. So in every age in the Bible, you'll find that God found a man, or sometimes when he couldn't find a man, he found a woman. Amen? Hello? Amen? Listen up, guys. There are times when God can't find a man. And if he needs to use a woman, that's exactly what he'll do. So you ladies, you're not crossed out. Amen? God hasn't just left you out. Maybe if the guys can't do it, you'll have to step in and show them what to do. And so the Lord has found women in the past. And here we see this man, though. He has two verses to describe his whole life existence. Two verses. Now, what if I sent you home with a piece of paper and said, okay, you've got two verses to tell me about your whole life story. Could you do it? No. Some of you would have nothing to say, amen? Hello? You'd have nothing to say because you've done nothing yet, amen? But some of you have done some things, but two verses wouldn't be enough room. So God has condensed all of it, as marvelous as the Holy Spirit is, in two verses. Let's look at them very quickly to just get that part out of the way, right? It says in verse 9 there, he was more honorable. That word honorable is mentioned just a couple more times in the Bible. It's not a word we use very often. And if I asked you, what does that word honorable mean? Probably you'd get it wrong. Who knows what honorable means?
With honor.
Hmm?
With honor.
With honor, okay, that's what he says. What does it mean? Come on, you're laughing. Get up and tell us.
I would have guessed the same.
Same, all right. Just following him because he's got blue jeans on, eh? All right, he's covered you before. Anyone else? Honorable. What does it make you think of?
Clean ones.
Huh? Come on. Yes?
Respect.
Speak up.
Respect.
Respect. All right. Maybe we're getting warmed up now. Respect. Anyone else? Boys, are you asleep? Honorable.
Sorrowful by any chance?
Who?
Sorrowful.
Sorrowful. No. Jabez means sorrow, so no, that's not the right one. All right, listen carefully. It's going to surprise you. Look at me. The word means loaded, like as in a gun, loaded with blessings. Write it down. Honorable. Loaded with blessings. Now, look at your life. How many bullets have you got? How many are loaded with blessings? How many blessings could you tell me between yesterday morning and this morning? Are you loaded?
Yes,
sir. Or do you have to wait for something to happen?
Loaded.
Are you ready at any minute to speak up, to stand up and say, well, I'm loaded. I've got things to tell you. This is what God did for me yesterday. Hey, listen, I don't want to hear about a week ago. Nobody gets in the back of the fridge looking for a week old piece of pizza. Amen? Amen? That's for the dog. I want something fresh. Fresh. So what have you got? Have you got something? Because if you haven't, you're not honorable. There it is. That's what the word means. He was loaded with blessing. And he was one of millions that was loaded. Apparently, God couldn't find too many others. Then, secondly, he died, apparently, or his mother died when she had him as a baby. So before she died, she gave him a name, Jabez. Jabez means sorrow. So if you have a baby, don't call him Jabez. Amen?
Yes.
That's not a name you give a baby. Sorrow. Okay? something. You've got to say, give him a nice name, like Zerubbabel or something like that. All right? When you're a pastor, you know, and I was one for over 20 years, you have to go to the hospital, the people have babies, and you've always got to say, isn't it lovely? Isn't it cute? And it looks like a truck ran over its head. the head's still lopsided and still trying to round out, and here you are telling lies. Isn't it beautiful? No, it looks like a truck hit it. Now, anyway, but you just tell little white lies, amen? Because the mother's not.